The overall goal of this procedure is to mimic ischemia reperfusion in C. elegans. This is accomplished by moving C. elegans to a microtubule and washing the bacteria out. The second step is to create an anoxic environment using a lab-made hypoxic chamber. The animals are subjected to anoxia for 20 hours and then placed in aerobic conditions. After 24 hours, the final step is to score for dead animals and score for touch response. Neuronal modifications are also observed through fluorescence microscopy. Ultimately, anoxia starvation in C. elegans is used to create the same conditions seen in ischemia injury in superior eukaryotes in an easier and more flexible genetic model.